KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
Residents in Reservoir Hills have called for heavier policing after a fatal shootout happened right outside their doors. Three suspected cash and transit robbers were killed during a gun battle with police on Pridley Road on Friday. Detectives got wind that the gang was planning to rob a house in the area. They responded and spotted the vehicle the suspects were travelling in. Police say they had to retaliate after the robbers started firing shots at them. A grenade and two firearms were recovered at the scene. Local resident Babu Kasi spoke to Newswatch about the incident.
You know, when you see in the movie how they start shooting and the sound of bullets and firecrackers, but everybody had to stay indoors and just stay away from the windows because of the way the bullets were flying. So it was very, very scary for a lot of people. That particular road and the area that we live in is a very serene area. It's quietish. It's a lovely wooded area, shaded area. And something like this to happen is really shocking and scary.
Moving to the north of Durban, an investigation has been launched into a structural collapse that claimed the lives of two construction workers in Phoenix. It's understood the victims were conducting work at the site on Caneham Drive yesterday when a retaining wall fell on them. Dabezint Lesbia, who's with KZN Human Settlements, says key role players will be consulted for more details about the workers,
such as the Thekwini Municipality, as well as the National Home Builders Registration Council, to check if all procedures were followed and also to check whether there was an adherence to the Housing Consumer Protection Measures Act.
And the chairperson of the charity set up by Prince Harry to help children in Southern Africa claims his actions amount to harassment. Harry quit as patron of Centre Bell after an internal row between trustees and the chair, Sophie Chandoka. She's now hit out at his actions.
Prince Harry authorized the release of a damaging piece of news to the outside world without informing me or my country directors or my executive director. And can you imagine what that attack has done for me, on me?
Now, the Duke and Duchess of Sussex have declined to offer any formal response. But a source close to the former trustees of the charity has described her claims as completely baseless. The clip played was courtesy of Sky News. Your top story this hour, residents in Reservoir Hills have called for heavier policing after a fatal shootout happened right outside their doors. Three suspected cash and transit robbers were killed during a gun battle with police on Pridley Road on Friday. Find more local and international stories at ecr.co.za by clicking on the news and traffic tab. I'm Newswatch's Tamasha Kanyi.